The head contains most of the sensory organs in an insect's body. One pair of antennae is affixed to the head and helps insects orient to the environment, chemically and otherwise sense their environment, and interact with fellow insects. Antennae, or antenna in the singular, are incredibly important for insect function and incredibly important as a diagnostic tool used by entomologists. Antennae are made up of three parts: the scape, the pedicel, and the flagellum. The scape is a segment that attaches to the head, and the pedicel immediately follows the scape. The flagellum is made up of the rest of the segments, which can be just a few segments long or over 50. There are many types of antennae, and the type, shape, and number of segments is sometimes the best way to tell similar insects apart. Think about some of the pests you encounter and what their antennae look like. In cockroaches, they are uniformly thin and long, an antennal type called filamentous. In termites, the beaded antennae are called manilliform. Beetles have a tremendous variety of antennal types, including pectinate, or comb-like, and serrate, sawtooth. Most insects have compound eyes, an important feature for foraging, mating, and preemptive self-defense, and ocelli, or simple eyes, which can be used to detect differences in light and darkness. In some insects, compound eyes are very prominent, like the dragonfly pictured here. In others, the compound eyes have been lost over time, like in subterranean termite workers. In addition to antennae and eyes, the mouthparts are, unsurprisingly, also found on the head. The mouthparts possessed by an insect indicate what type of food they consume and are mostly consistent across an insect order. The most basic type of mouthparts are geared for chewing and found in the lower insects like Columbella, grasshoppers, termites, mantids, and silverfish. However, chewing mouthparts are also found in beetles and some of the other higher insects. Other mouthpart types include ones suited for piercing a surface and sucking liquid from it, like a mosquito, siphoning, the straw-like mouthparts butterflies use to consume nectar, sponging, and chewing lapping.